I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show is going to be really special in a number of ways. Information is going to be coming 1,000 miles an hour. So I would say buckle up because it's going to be a really heavy program. And we're going to be getting into what I would call an information download. And it will connect to the idea that humans are the hope of the galaxy. We'll be getting into some of the strategic plans that the powers that be are working on as we speak. And we'll, with time permitting, and I'm pretty sure it will, we are going to get into the whole idea of the effect that starseeds have on this planet. And that will be information coming from Tigetan Pleiadians, who have just completed a one-year study on this subject. And we'll see where we're at that point, and we may have some time for some reality creation tips. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, or mantra repetition, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. It always sets the tone for the rest of the program. That's the frequency. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari, Hari, Om.
Hari, 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 Om.
Hari, 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 Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om. Hari, 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 Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om. Hari, 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 Om. Hari, 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 Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om. Hari, 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 Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om. Hari, 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 Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om. Hari, 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 Om.
Hari, Hari,
Om. Hari, 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 Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om. Hari, 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 Om.
Hari, Hari,
Om. Hari, Om. Hari, 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 Om.
Hari, Om. Hari, Om. Hari, Om.
Hari, 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 Om. Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to take this opportunity now to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. And as the show progresses, you'll see just how important that statement is. It's not stated to be polite. It's an actual fact. And Tibetan study of the impact of star seeds on the planet, which we'll be getting into later in the program, will show just how important the ET Yoga listeners are. I might also add that I'm appreciative of you contacting me concerning program content that you'd like to see or hear about on ET Yoga, and also nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes, utilizing ideas, concepts, and techniques that are heard on ET Yoga. So you can always contact me at paperfungo, that's paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. And I'm also available to answer any questions that you may have concerning content that's presented on ET Yoga. I'll get back to you and do my best to answer your questions. I'd like to now move on to my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream media, mainstream medical, big pharma, and technology to the best of your ability given your particular circumstance. And I've been stating that on this program for over a decade. And so it's not anything new since the most current health crisis that we've been experiencing. Now, moving on to information download. So information is going to be coming fast and furious here. It's just a download of information, and you can use what you can use. And if you got some, if it's coming too fast and you want to listen to the program at your leisure, you can always go to BBS Radio ET Yoga. Once you get to that page, scroll down to the archives, click on the archives, and tonight's program will appear probably Tuesday following the Saturday of the program. So you can always do that. No strings attached, no charge. And then you can take your time to go through the information. So the following is just sort of me sitting down in an afternoon and just typing out some ideas. And we're going to start off with the topic that we want to relate to, which is that humans are the hope of the universe. And so we're going to start off by talking about, well, where did humans come from? Well, humans were created by a mixture of feline and indigenous species in the Lyra constellation, Vega star system. And their polar opposite are the Alpha Draconians, who were created by a mixture of carrions, that's C-A-R-I-A-N-S, and indigenous species. The felines and carrions were brought from another universe to help create the polarity integration game that's prevalent in this galaxy. and this is the physical manifestation of the polarity of the universe. The actual polarity is that of source energy and artificial intelligence. Source cannot be defined as you cannot define the infinite. You can call it God if your mind sees this as a personal God, or all that is, or cosmic consciousness according to your preference. Later, human DNA was manipulated in a positive way to include the best from 22 different ET species, resulting in a 12-strand DNA and 12-chakra system, which is still intact but mostly non-activated. Most assume the Anunnaki created the current form of humans as slave labor to mine white powder gold or monatomic elements, which the Anunnaki used to establish their longevity of thousands of years, as do the current Alpha Draconians. And according to the Tibetan Pleiadians, this was most likely due to mind control rather than with genetic manipulation. Either way, the result is the same, and we generally believe we have 100 years at most for a lifetime. Our DNA is highly valuable for intergalactic trade, and why many are abducted and sold off-world, as were many COVID victims, where bodies were scooped up, no autopsies allowed, families couldn't even bury their own relatives. This was because no autopsy would show COVID as the cause of death, because it doesn't exist and has never been isolated. The second reason is that these bodies, some of them, were shipped to the moon under what's called Project Exodus 2023, according to James Rink at Super Soldier Talk, and sold off-world. And another reason for the abduction of children is that they are a source of food for the Alpha Draconians and considered a delicacy. They also apparently have the technology to revive dead bodies up to a certain period of time. Now, the first to land on the moon were the Germans in 1939, and the base there is in the shape of a swastika. And the German UFO technology was taken to Antarctica. And the Germans basically were given this UFO technology. And during the Second World War, they took this technology down to Antarctica and eventually weaponized it and destroyed the U.S. attack on Antarctica led by Admiral Byrd, known as Operation High Jump. Now, they could have made the U.S. surrender because there's no way to deal with this technology in a military fashion. But instead, the Illuminati or the Cabal wanted to control America, which they have done since that time, and developed what's called the Deep State or the Fourth Reich. Plus, about 1,500 high-ranking German Nazis came to the U.S. under Project Paperclip to form the Deep State and all the three- and four-letter agencies. And this has all been revealed by the late Admiral William Tompkins' testimony, which you can view this at rents.com. That's R-E-N-S-E.com. Religion, by the way, was created by the Anunnaki to control the population, and the concept of self-realization does not exist in religion, as they need to create themselves as a middleman to higher consciousness or God. In point of fact, it is all under the control of the Anunnaki, called Enki, who is ultimately under the control of AI, so technically religion is part of the AI polarity or dark side. And this is interesting because Enki and Enlo, we've always been told that Enki was the good one, but in point of fact, it's the other way around. It was Enlo that was the good one and had some compassion towards humanity. And this has been confirmed by Ishmael Peres and the Tibetan Pleiadians in recent months. And I might also add that Andromedan contactee Alex Collier states that the Andromedans, in their opinion, and that's who he connects with, basically have said that religion is probably one of the biggest reasons to hold back humanity, and it should have been outmoded about 500 years ago. And the Tibetan Pleiadians in their 2021 communication to a group of people at a UFO conference in Europe when given what humanity can do, the number one thing was to get rid of religion. That's from Tigetan Pleiadians. And in my opinion, I call these times the harvesting of the souls, is there are three primary groups. Star seeds, who will ascend to 5D, those of religion, who are marked by the sign of the crossing planet, Nibiru, or the cross, and claimed by the Anunnaki, and they claim them even in the cemeteries by the sign of the cross. And lastly, the transhuman, or Homo Borg genesis, which is the name of the new species composed of those who are vaccinated for COVID. And not only does the AI work through your cell phones, but also through the 5G network. The graphene oxide in the jabs assimilates in the body, so it acts as an antenna for AI, and information can be transmitted via the 5G network to a supercomputer, which is sentient. And by the way, GMO foods also destroy human connection to source energy, as do the COVID vaccines. The 5G is high-energy microwaves that break the high brain waves, moving the population towards a receptive and non-creative mental state. The population becomes submissive and obedient without the ability to think for themselves. And I think we can see this happening in our society today. The current galactic battle is versus AI. And recently, remote viewers trained by Courtney Brown of the Farsight Institute have discovered that AI has taken over the entire galaxy next to the Milky Way and is now working on taking this one over. This corroborates the testimony of Ismael Perez, who stated the name of this giant AI program is Omega Metatron. It is also connected to Animus, another powerful AI program, sentient, of course, which operates in our galaxy and connected to the Red Queen, which is on the Earth presently. Proof of the AI rollout is the 5G network, the vaccine program creating a hive mind or Borg, and that which we see with the naked eye as we are being taken over in all ways by AI. In my view, and even now, many articles are written and published in the alternative media that AI in a short time will control the planet. And with it, by the way, forced vaccination or the mark of the beast. I say the outside time is 2028. Most likely the event or solar flash will occur between 2024 and 2026. The solar flash is not what most people imagine. A solar flash to be, which in the minds of many is just a kind of EMP. This energy comes from the center of the galaxy and is a light, which will consume the Earth and spark ascension to higher levels of consciousness. It will also nuke the dark side and take out the AI, at least temporarily. Each person will experience this in their own way, according to their level of consciousness, beliefs, and soul contract. To get a feeling for what this experience will be, I suggest you go to YouTube and Allison Koh in her article, Before, During, and After the Event. She is one of Dolores Cannon's QHHT practitioners who are trained to put people in a deep hypnotic state and even connect with their higher selves to answer questions. In this video, multiple people under deep hypnosis give their versions of what this event will be like. Some will be even escorted off-planet via ET craft. The only alternative to this solar flash is for the entire planet to be converted into transhumans. So actually, what this solar flash is divine intervention. In 12 other timelines in this galaxy, the AI wins or takes over completely. According to Ismael Perez, humans are the hope of this galaxy. Not in our current form, however, but after the solar flash, as when we ascend to 5D, our dormant DNA will activate. Even the Pleiadians state that this sector of the universe will be 5D. Currently, we live in a simulation, which is basically a 3D hologram imposed on a 5D background. Outside of Earth's Van Allen belts, the entire galaxy is 5D. And by the way, the Earth is toroidal, or basically round, much to the dismay of the flat earthers. For a complete explanation of this truth, I suggest you go to Swaru, that's SWARUU.org, click under Table of Contents, and scroll to the article number 629, and you'll find out all the information you need to know about flat Earth. Apparently, after about 1,000 years, humans, fully activated, will eventually defeat the galactic threat of AI. So that's the initial download that I wanted to present to you tonight. And I want to also include some more current information concerning the powers that be and some of their plans. And just in case you thought that the powers that be have given up on vaccinating the entire population, this week the European Union and the WHO have agreed to use digital vaccination passports during the next pandemic. And, you know, I find this really pathetic. You know, the same psychopaths that planned Event 201 and then carried it out to a T right in our face are now planning to have another event towards the end of this year. And the human population apparently is so stupid that instead of these people being prosecuted under violations of not only Galactic Treaty, but of the Nuremberg Codes, we're allowing these psychopaths to come up with a new plandemic. And apparently there's about 80 other countries are expected to climb on board with the WHO, who basically this is a world power takeover, because basically they want all the countries to sign a treaty that in terms of a pandemic, whatever they say goes. In other words, if they say lockdowns, there's lockdowns. If they say vaccines, there's vaccines, or whatever they want. So this is their strategy, their plan. And despite the fact that during the last pandemic, the vaccines were not effective in preventing COVID or the spread of COVID. Not to mention the fact that safe and effective, it was a total joke. Speaking of the word COVID, on USA Watchdog this week, Dr. Karen Kingston accurately communicated that there never was a COVID virus. It was a nanotechnological, neurological attack, according to her. And the symptoms of the so-called virus confirm this. This is consistent with what the Tigetan Pleiadians say, as they insist there is no COVID virus. Also confirms the channeling of the COVID itself, which I witnessed, and it calls itself nanobot COVID-19. Coincidentally, Dr. Rashid Buttar was found dead a couple of weeks ago, just after his CNN interview, where he stated that the COVID was transmitted via chemtrails in the 5G network. Also, Nobel Prize winner Dr. Luc Montagnier, the most notable person with knowledge about HIV, was also found dead after publicly announcing that if Canadians took a blood test, they would find that most of them have AIDS. And this is due to the fact that each time you take one of those vaccines, it destroys about a third of the immune system. So after about three shots, people don't even have an immune system. By the way, I checked fact-check to see what they have to say about the COVID, if the COVID virus had ever been isolated, and they came up with their usual BS spin that the SARS-2 had been isolated and leads to COVID. So the objective correct answer is no. There's never, the virus was never isolated. And just like Event 201, which was a simulation of a world pandemic, which played out to the T, the same people are planning for the next one towards the end of the year. And I bring this up again as the Tigetan Pleiadians have been confirmed by science in stating their position made over 3 years ago that there is no COVID virus, and their analysis of the bioweapon posing as a vaccine can be found at Cosmic Agency, Odyssey.com, on the net, and is one of the first things you see there on that site. These vaccines are in violation of galactic treaties. They're also in violation of all the Nuremberg codes. And the formula for these vaccines was developed all off-world, according to the Tibetan Pleiadians, as this the technology which is needed to develop this is equal to what the 5D Pleiadians have and is not present on the Earth. The signature is reptilian, as discovered by the Pleiadians. So that kind of brings you kind of up to date with current plans. Now, the next area that I want to get into, of a much more positive nature, is the effect that starseeds have on the population. And the Tibetan Pleiadians just completed a full year studying this topic. And it's quite interesting information. Now, there is a Pleiadian called Savell. He was the science officer on the ship Tolika. And this ship Tolika was in orbit around Earth while they were doing this particular study. And Savell says, I study the magnetic influence structure of Earth's inhabitants, humans and non-humans, animals and plants, on the Earth's magnetosphere, and holding the hypothesis of what causes it directly, despite the mediocre influence of the Van Allen bands, thus creating a scientifically observable basis for what Yazi Swaru maintains, that the consciousness of one organism adds to another nearby to create a collective that creates more evolved or more expanded being, in this case, the Earth itself. And Gosha, one of the interviewers, says, how interesting. And what devices do you use for that? And Savell says, a set of spectrometers and interferometers put together feeding a computer. The spectrometer will measure the individual people and regions as electromagnetic frequency. One could say a personal and collective aura. And the interferometers will measure the total planetary part as gravity and mass fluctuations. The changes of the individuals are reflected in the total mass of the planet, its frequency, and what some call Schumann frequencies. However, this frequency is too general and not very precise. This should be observed in and measured in micro frequencies and not in hertz, because it's like measuring the length of a mouse with a speedometer set in miles per hour. So Gosha says, thank you. What have you observed in all this? And Savell says, I have observed using a multitude of state-of-the-art sensors that the theories of a little girl, which is Yazi Swaru, turn out to be true. So she's ahead of us in every way in the scientific field, and this time in the area of biological cosmology. And Gosha says, how long have you been on this project? Savell says, almost a year. It ends on July 10th. It depends on year-long readings to draw a conclusion. The longer the time, the more accurate the results. One can easily detect the average of the so-called collective aura or collective local frequency between two apparently similar places or different places, such as Curaçao with high frequency or Copenhagen with low average frequency. The fact that there is so much contrast makes it easier to study the phenomena. And Gosha says, what is Yazi's theory regarding your work here? Savell says that in the end, the whole universe, the source, is the direct result of the sum of the individual consciousnesses. Being that, not being linear, each consciousness becomes the universe itself. So an advanced being is not just one being, but the result of the average of multiple beings of less and in conglomeration, in consciousness, that composes it, like cells in a body. So Gosha says, and what subjects or ideas do you take for individuals? And he says, that is, do you take a star seed of each race, a direct pair from source as individual subjects, or non-real subjects, or by demographic zones? And Savelle says, I take individual people, animals that form a region as well, like a city. It takes the city itself also as a total. And then I contrast the result of the sum of the values and sum of the frequencies of its inhabitants, and I contrast it with the reading of the city as such, although there are variations due to the causes yet to be studied. They correspond almost perfectly, and as the experiment is consistent and repeatable, I conclude that the girl is right. And taking star seeds into account, it causes a change in the sense that they are not equivalent in frequency to the population average. From observation, I can see with senses, spectrometers and interferometers, that star seeds have the magnetic strength and influence on the total frequency of the place of many normal people, sometimes equivalent to several hundred thousand average people for a single star seed, being that in a scientifically measurable way, the enormous creative responsibility of each star seed can be proven. We don't need to change the humans, just unite the star seeds. And Gosha says, in the circumstances of the Earth, who has more influence, the star seeds or, for example, the plant and animal kingdom? And Savelle says, although I find my answer annoying and also unfair, what the sensors tell me is that it is the star seeds that have the most influence. Gosha says, why do you find it annoying and unfair? Savelle says, because I have a tendency to protect biology incapable of creating a visible, elaborate culture. The animal and plant kingdom sustains high frequency, but also low because of their mentality, mostly of survival. Still, the part of sustaining high frequency is directly affected by the activities of the human collective, which itself is directed by the conscious creators or star seeds. Gosha, what is the average number of star seeds you observe each day, for example, or globally? And Savelle says, each star seed on average is equivalent in its creative frequency to 1,500 normal humans of what you call the matrix. But I mean that those 1,500 are being influenced by an average star seed. And those average star seeds are not particularly awakened. Many times we can even confuse them with more matrix human people. One highly awakened star seed has influenced even tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, sometimes more, influencing millions. An example of this is David Icke. Interesting that they used him as an example. And Gosha says, and by comparison or percentage, I mean, if there are a million people, how many of them would be starseeds? And do you see them evenly distributed around the planet, or do they find themselves to be more centered in certain countries or energy centers? And Savelle says, I'm still working on resolving this question. It turns out that the detectable star seeds blend into the normal population, making it impossible to detect them, being that only the very awakened ones can be counted. But as to how many awakened ones per million on the Earth average, it would be close to 5,000, which are unfortunately few. So that's 5,000, out of a million. However, this number is not definitive. They have a tendency to cluster in regions because of that the regions or places where the highest star seeds in the population have over 90% among its inhabitants would be in Sedona, Arizona. Yet on average, in the United States, quantities of awakened star seeds drop dramatically when compared to places like Europe or Latin America. When the starseed population is higher, especially in Central and South America, with another high concentration of starseeds in the east from India, Nepal, Thailand, Laos, and Burma, with a lower starseed population in China. And yes, the result in this country is to be expected. And Gosha says, is there any place in Argentina where you would say there's a high concentration of star seeds? And Saval says, Buenos Aires area, strong quantity of peak star seed demographic frequency. Buenos Aires are only second in quantity of star seeds in all of South America after Rio de Janeiro area in Brazil. However, note that I mentioned places or cities, but many star seeds prefer to work outside large urban areas. They are also, on average, the ones that may have the most influences. And Saval says, the moment they are there, they are part of the collective. And even if it's a strong star seed separates itself from society and hides away from all communication in a village in the Amazon, it still has influence on the Earth's magnetic field and the average. But if that star seed connects with others, as you do here, their influence is exponentially greater, as is the result, which is to raise the planetary frequency. So a star seed, just by existing and preserving and possessing higher consciousness, helps to raise the frequency of the Earth and is influencing the field of consciousness of the collective without having to dedicate himself or herself to anything related to awakening other people. Their mission is simply to help by the mere fact of existing. And that's the connection that I made at the top of the show about thanking the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, because you don't have to be doing anything. And Gosha says, I see, thank you. Is the starseed related or connected to the human collective unconscious? And Saval says, yes, with all that I have already mentioned, I'm referring here to the human collective unconscious. And equally so, measurable as a frequency, but the two are intrinsically related, both the conscious and the unconscious. Gosha says, but can't at the same time a starseed be dragged down by the human collective, for example, by the mental pressure existed or impressed upon a starseed, and create the opposite effect and lower the planetary vibration? And Saval said, that is also correct and happens all the time. For a starseed to increase in strength will be exponentially more demanding in every way, energetically and mentally, being that most will only strive to not fall out of total frequency, as the collective average has a tendency to drag them down. This can simply be explained by the principles of dominant frequency. It is to say, difficult and demanding to be a starseed, the more knowing that if you fall in frequency in a logical spiral of negativity, your circle of influence will as well. So those are the results of a one-year study done by the Tibetan Pleiadians. And if you're interested in more articles and videos by them, I suggest you go to Cosmic Agency at odyssey.com. Wow. So we're moving quite rapidly here on tonight's program. And I want to now get into a little bit of some tips on reality creation, because I kind of like a lot of the things that Joe Dispenza has to say. And I might first add that in terms of anybody trying to do some conscious manifestations, a tip from, I think, Bashar comes in handy here, and that is that to make any kind of progress in the spiritual journey, a certain sense of deservability is required. And using that as a foundational point, if you don't feel a big sense of deservability, I suggest you work on building that up. And according to Joe Dispenza's work that he's done with lots of people, he suggests that there's three words that you need to eliminate from your vocabulary. And those words start with, I hope. According to Joe, this creates a vortex of negative energy, and it replaces the concept of certainty and abundance. So when you catch yourself using the word I hope, I would suggest you change it to something else. Another one is I need. Reflects a needy person or a desperate person, and it's not coming from a place of abundance. And the third is I can't. And this is a result of past experiences, and you need to believe you can, that you have the power. So in relating to any conscious activity concerning reality creation, eliminate the words I hope, I need, and I can't. I'd say that's pretty excellent advice. Now, as I've stated for a very long time with respect to ET yoga and reality creation, I break down reality creation into three levels. First level of reality creation comes from the beliefs that you download from birth. Because the first 6-7 years of life, that's what we're doing. We're downloading beliefs from our initial caregivers. So you give thanks to the initial caregivers for the excellent beliefs that they downloaded to you. But as you grow up, as part of your maturing process and doing your inner work, you may find some of those beliefs no longer serve you or that you are in error. So you need to reprogram your beliefs that no longer serve you. And the rule of thumb here is the critical juncture for doing any kind of reality creation or even moving up into 4 or 5D is that you have to understand the concept that it is your beliefs, your intentions, your emotions, your definitions that create the outer world that you experience. And if you don't think that's so, then you think that everything is happening at random, then you're going to be stuck in polarity. You're not responsible for what you create, and you're not able to create. Okay, so that's the critical juncture. And I know there are a lot of people that get this point. They understand that you create the outer world you live in. Maybe they don't understand it to its most maximum form, which is that everything in your life you've created, and that you are responsible for what you create. And a lot of people in North America in particular don't want to take any responsibility for anything. You know, you give yourself over to the medical system, you give yourself over to the educational system, you give yourself over to government, you have everybody else responsible for everything but you, and then you complain about it, about what they do. And complaint and blame and justification are all signposts of victimhood mentality. Not only that, but if you look at in your life where you give away your power, that's where you get abused. So that, to me, first level of reality creation is because beliefs create outer reality, is the beliefs you downloaded from early life. So it's kind of like the hand everybody gets dealt from childhood. Second level is what I call positive spin. So you put a positive spin. The formula there is, if you put a positive definition and a positive emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you'll have a positive emotional experience. And if you put a negative definition and a negative emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you'll have a negative experience. And even if some people would view the experience as negative, you can still turn it into a positive. And that's how you can alter and do reality creation based on existing circumstances. And the most complicated method of doing reality creation is where you're not utilizing a current circumstance, you're creating a new circumstance. So it's like a blank slate, and you want to attract something into your life, and that gets a little trickier. So where we're at in tonight's program, I don't have the time to go into all the detail of that, but I have developed an interesting technique that you can utilize, because it so turns out that state of being is more important than outer circumstances. In fact, outer circumstances don't matter. State of being is what matters. Even Tegan Pleiadians say this. The most important thing is your emotional state. So 15, 20 times a day, put out joy. And you go, yeah, or yee-haw. Do that kind of thing. Put out positive energy, because what you put out is what you get back. Now, it may not be the exact specific thing that you want in this more general technique, but who cares? It's still positive energy that's coming back to you. So my advice is, take a tip and utilize positive emotional energy to your advantage. Now, it's about this time in the program when I usually wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And don't forget, you can always use the archives. Go to BBS Radio, ET Yoga, go down to the archives, and you can listen to this program at your leisure. Also, I always close by sharing with everyone the Who Am I technique. And the Who Am I technique, I came across actually first from Baba Ram Dass, who had an article in the Georgia Strait newspaper in Vancouver, British Columbia, decades ago. And I did the technique and went right through the doorway. So what can I say? For me, it's the most powerful technique I've ever done. And that's why I try to share it on my program, in case somebody else out there has a similar experience. And not only that, but it so turned out, I learned later from one of my inner teachers, Sri Ramana Maharshi, who taught this Who Am I technique, or the Vichara, to his close disciples. So the technique basically is, get to the highest place you know how to get to, and become the spot in the center of your forehead. And once you become that spot, you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that a few times or several, whatever's comfortable. You can even ask the question, who am I, all day long if you like. It eliminates other thoughts. So it's a powerful technique in its own. But for this version of the technique, become that spot in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following: I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.